What one thing can I do this week that will make you feel most loved by me, and then doing it? Wow, that's a powerful question. Now, if you ask that question, you need to be ready to do it, you see? To hear that one thing from the heart of your spouse that would make a difference in their life.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy continues his series, The Intentional Living Process for Marriage. Now, to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
Thank you much, and I do welcome you to the Intentional Living Studios live here today as we're continuing the series on the Intentional Living Process for Marriage. We call it the Freedom Process. I use the letters F-R-E-E to outline this process. It's very practical, fits beautifully with what God has given us as our mission. We're seeing people's lives radically changed. We're seeing people following a process that's biblical. It's practical. It's a hands-on how-to. In other words, how do I do this? And as you all do that, we're hearing the stories of changed lives. And so all of this for marriage, parenting, finance, and health, we went through it four times, the process and those four essential areas, put them all on one DVD. And I'll tell you more about that. You can get that. I'll tell you how you can get it here in just a little bit. We're going to move on over to the teaching studio. We're going to start day two here in just a moment as I begin the top 10 list on the habits, these love habits. And by the way, I'm going to be teaching these as part of a date night live this Friday night in St. John's, Michigan. It's a special benefit I've been invited to speak at. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. If you're anywhere near Central Michigan, check it out. You can get the information at theintentionallife.com. Click on events, okay? All right, let's begin day two. So now let me move on to the real core of this lesson, and it's repeating actions and attitudes and make them habits. In other words, repeat actions and attitudes and drive them into becoming habits in your life. As we discussed, intentions lead to goals, goals lead to actions, actions lead to habits, and habits lead to intentional living. I'm going to encourage you to take one of these 10 that I'm going to share with you from a list of the top 10 intentionals for your marriage, and I'm going to encourage you to take one of these for this month and pray about it and make it a habit. Just do it. Just start today. One of these will hopefully resonate, and you'll say, hey, I can do that. That's something I think will help my marriage, and you're being very intentional by taking one of these and repeating that action. So you're repeating it every day or every other day or whatever the decision is that you make, and then until it becomes a habit. Because once it becomes a habit, it will multiply in your life. So you ready to go? Let's begin with number one. Here's number one on my top 10 list. How about listening without interruption? Listen to your spouse without interruption. Feeling heard in your marriage creates intimacy. The scripture says that we are to be slow to speak and swift to listen, see? They even use the word swift. I mean, there's a great intentionality about listening. You know, my wife and I, we've been married over 40 years. And we kind of know each other so well after these years, I can almost predict what she's going to say before she says it. And so I'm thinking about my answer. See, I'm thinking about how I'm going to respond to what she's going to say to me. I'm ready to share something, and I know basically she might even respond to that. But if I want to be intentional and have a stronger marriage, I've got to learn to really, truly listen, not only to the words that I hear, but to get behind her eyes and really understand the heart of what she's trying to communicate with me. So let me encourage you. Maybe this is the one thing that you'd like to select. And for the next month, you just make a commitment to say, you know, I'm going to just close my mouth. I'm going to listen. I'm not going to prejudge what my wife or husband's trying to say to me, but I'm going to just look into their eyes and I'm going to truly listen to what they're saying. You know what I can promise you? That one decision, if you were to do that one thing for the next 30 days, to listen carefully to what your spouse is saying, draw them out by asking them to share more without trying to answer or correct them or solve their problem, I can almost guarantee you that at the end of the month, your spouse will say, hey, there's something different. I don't know what it is, but there's something different going on between us. That is a very powerful thing that you can do in your marriage. Here's another thought, number two on my top 10 list. And this one goes to the guys. If you're married, how about asking your wife, what one thing can I do this week that will make you feel most loved by me, and then doing it? Wow, that's a powerful question. Now, if you ask that question, you need to be ready to do it, you see, to hear that one thing from the heart of your spouse that would make a difference in their life. I was sharing this lesson with a staff earlier in the week, and one of my staff members asked me about, well, what about expectations? You know, what about expectations in marriage? And you've heard me teach that expectations minus reality will always equal disappointment. But what you're doing with this question is you're starting to hear your spouse share something with you that they expect. You're hearing your wife share with you something that may be as simple as putting the toilet seat down. It may be just taking the trash out, helping me with the kids. And I'm sure she's got a long list. But even one thing for the next week, what one thing could I do that will make you feel most loved? Now, let me flip that, because number three on my top 10 list is for women listening today. If you're a wife, how about asking your husband, what one thing can I do this week that will make you feel most respected by me? And then doing it. You got to be ready, you know. And he may say something you just want to push back on, but I encourage just to listen. And he may say, hey, just maybe, why I feel most respected by you when you you don't correct me or in front of the kids, or, when you don't argue with me about a decision I'm trying to make, or whatever it may be, whatever's on his heart, if your relationship is strong enough that he can share that with you, I encourage you just to listen to it, absorb it, process it internally, and then for the next 30 days, make that a priority in your marriage. And I can almost guarantee you that will impact. Well, do two things. First of all, the fact that you ask the question is going to be impressive to him. And secondly, as you actually do it, man, I mean, that really speaks to the heart of a man who may be a little closed and, you might feel like he's got a shell around himself. But as you show that kind of respect to him, I can guarantee you every man that I've ever run into has a need to feel respected by their wife. Here's number four on the top 10 list. Pray for and together with your spouse every day.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in just a moment to continue his series, The Intentional Living Process. You hear me talk about family a lot, and who do you go to when you got a problem? Well, usually your family. And so, we're asking you, our family, for help. Recently, we've been in a donation shortfall. So as thanks for a needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God lays on your heart, we'll send you Dr. Randy's brand new DVD with four teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. So go to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-1717, and press number 4. Dr. Randy's got more, so don't go away.
Are you and your spouse working as a team, pulling on the same end of the rope?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, our intentional counselor and coach.
The power of agreement is real. Great teams have chemistry. They blend experience, communication, and unity. And they learn to overcome adversity when they act as a team. And this leads to championships and celebrations. You know, the same is true in marriage. The power of agreement holds the potential for happiness and joy and celebrations in your life, and it can transform your marriage. Matthew 12:25 says, "A house divided against itself shall not stand." United marriages provide a foundation for strong and confident relationships. When couples are open and honest in communicating, they build trust and unity as they act as a team. Discover the power of agreement.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Intentional Living is here to equip you with powerful biblical teaching and inspire you with success stories. from people living an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I was a freak, a thief, Grand Theft Auto, lied just to lie. Coma for a week and a half after a drug-induced suicide attempt. That was 20 years ago. There's just so much that God has and is doing, and the intentional living has never been so hard. It's hard, but it is so worth it.
With your gift of $100 or more, you'll help the Intentional Living Center continue to equip and inspire families and eliminate a recent donations shortfall and get back in good shape to continue helping people and families to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. And to say thanks for your much-needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God leads you to give, we'll send you a brand new DVD with four of Dr. Randy's teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. Call now, 888-888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
For those of us who like to read, we have a ton of great reads on our website. From ebooks to devotionals, from intentionals to blogs, they're all there to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. So whether you're looking for help on your faith on finances, marriage, or parenting, it's all there waiting for you 24/7. Go to theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy's teaching.
As you show that kind of respect to him, I can guarantee you every man that I've ever run into has a need to feel respected by their wife. Here's number four on the top 10 list. Pray for and together with your spouse every day. There's something about spiritual intimacy that occurs when you pray together. Now you may say, oh, my spouse isn't a Christian. You know, we're not on the same page spiritually. And maybe praying together isn't something that he or she's gonna wanna do. I mean, this isn't a matter of forcing them. But even if they are not interested, you can pray for them. You can take the power of prayer to your marriage. And if you do that every day, you know, before God, just to say, Lord, you know the needs and desires of my heart in this marriage. You know the things that are being met and the things that are not being met. I pray that you will, you know, break my heart and help me to be the man or the woman that I need to be, the husband or wife that I need to be in this marriage relationship. I mean, it begins with us. And I can promise you, if you do this one thing for the next 30 days, we're talking about this process, see, of building an intentional marriage. Doing this one thing alone will make a difference. Even if your whole marriage doesn't change in 30 days, even if everything doesn't get solved because it's not likely to happen, something will happen in your own heart as you focus on the power of prayer. Number five, how about this? Here's a thought. Maybe this is the one thing you want to do for the next several days or month. Speak only words of encouragement to and about your spouse. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to learn a lot about your spouse. You may even find having a quieter home is something that you've not dealt with before. Because if you all of a sudden decide to control the words that come out of your mouth and only speak words of encouragement, I'm proud of you, I love you, I care for you, what can I do to help you? I'll tell you what, for a man, as a man, when my wife Donna speaks words of encouragement to me, I'll tell you, it's just like taking a balloon and pumping it up. It builds energy into my life. It helped me stay the course if I'm having a down day because of something going on in the ministry or something going on in my personal life or what have you. All she has to say is, "I'm proud of you," or "I love you," or "You're going to be okay," or "It's good, you know, you're doing a good job," or whatever it is that she would say from her heart. Boy, that just builds me up. And that happens in our marriage relationship. The scripture talks about taking captive not only our thoughts, but it says in the book of Ephesians, let no corrupt communication come out of our mouth, Paul says, but only that which is edifying and building up one another. And it begins in our marriage. Here's number six. We're talking about the top 10 list. Pick one of these or two of these to work on. Number six, how about within the next 24 hours, you just simply jump in and help your spouse without being asked. You know, I've learned in our marriage after many years that by just helping out with the simple things, you know, like when I see the trash has to be all picked up in the house and taken out, you know, to the trash can. You know, I just do it. And I know Donna appreciates that. I mean, it's a simple thing. You know, the other day I noticed that the door wasn't working right, and it wasn't, you know, it was a simple thing. And I could live with it. I was okay. It was squealing, or it was sticky or something. And I just simply knew that was something that was bugging her. She wasn't bugging me about it, but I just fixed it. I just took care of it. It took 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just took care of it because I knew it was something that would help her. Now, if you have kids at home, to be able just to jump in, guys, and help your wife, or maybe you're a stay-at-home dad for a working mom that's coming home, to jump in and help. In other words, sharing the responsibility. I'll tell you something. Intimacy occurs in marriage, not only at the sexual level, but well before that, at this level of the sharing responsibilities, caring for each other, getting out behind our own eyes and seeing the eyes behind the eyes of our spouse, and doing those things which, frankly, build them up. That's really part of this intentional living process. Now, we're talking about the letter R, right? F for focusing on intention. R now repeating actions until they become habits. Here's another habit that you could have. Number 7, if you're raising children together, get on the same page. I'll tell you something. There's something that happens in a marriage when a man and woman, a mom and dad, get on the same page in parenting. Now, if you're a blended family, I'll tell you, after 30 years of counseling, this is the number one problem I hear in blended families. When a mom and dad are not on the same page, not working together, it creates a huge problem. So I encourage you to make it a priority of getting on the same page. And you can do that by just sitting down and saying, hey, I know we both have the same goal to raise our son or daughter in a godly way. Now, you know, what's standing in the way? What one thing could we do together in the next 30 days that would help us as parents to get on the same page? Here's number 8 on the list. Within the next week, schedule a date night for just the two of you. Now, if you're not doing that, I call it planned spontaneity. I encourage you to do that. Getting together, just going out, going for a walk, going to dinner, going to a movie, but just doing something together. And get grandma and grandpa to watch the kids. I think that's an important thing to do. In fact, tonight when I go home, we're going to be watching two of our grandchildren as our son and daughter-in-law go out and spend some time together. And that's something, we have fun. It gives us a chance to be with our grandkids. And I know it's something important for their marriage as well.
Yeah, it is. And we always have a lot of fun. You know, grandparenting is a lot of fun. Every grandparent knows, because you can love them. As my father-in-law used to say, you can love them and then hand them back. yeah, we look forward to that. A lot of fun. Intentional living process for marriage. You know, you take these 8 that we've taught. We got 2 more coming tomorrow. You take any 2 or 3 of these and you say, I'm going to just focus on that for the next 30 days. You know, I'm going to start listening without interrupting, or, you know, we're going to start praying together every day, or we're going to start speaking 3 or 4 words of encouragement intentionally every day, or helping out without being asked. You're going to see a difference in your marriage. You will. You'll start to see a practical difference in your relationship. That's why we do this. You know, when we recorded this, we had the cameras brought in and recorded this series, the Intentional Living Process, and I did it on marriage, and then I said, well, let's do it on parenting. Take the same process and show you how it works in marriage, and then show you how it works in parenting. And then we did one on how it works with finances, a very practical lesson on money, and then, you know, how to handle your faith intentionally. And we put all this on one DVD, and the staff said, we want to get this into the hands of our listeners. And we got a very special way of doing it, because we have an urgent need, a special need. We are off track from where we need to be. We need to catch up financially. We're listener supported, and get back on track. And I'm asking you to step up and help us. Your help is needed. And there's still time, but not much, to help us out with a special gift. You know, if you could share a gift of $100 or $200 or $500, you know, can I challenge someone right now today who could give $1,000? Maybe you say, wow, I can't do that, Randy. But, you know, you could share maybe $50 today. You know, it's between you and the Lord. Whatever He lays on your heart, come and join us. We're going to get this DVD to you to say thanks. Either call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Or you can go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. And thank you. God bless you for your support.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Okay, where am I going here? To line number one. Okay, Sandy's on the line. Sandy, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
All right, talk to me. How do you relate to this topic of marriage and illness?
Well, I dealt with this about a year and a half ago. I lost my husband to multiple myeloma. Mm. Dealt with it for about 4 years. The way we dealt, well, first off, let me say that God was the center of our marriage. Hadn't always been that way. I was married to the man for 39 years prior to losing him. And we had had our ups and downs, but we learned to put God first in our marriage, and that seemed to sustain us. Mm. But one of the things that we did was we would make intentional plans to go and be away from everything, just to get away, whether it be a drive in the country or to go to some kind of an event or something. But we would make long-term plans and short-term. Of course, it varied as to whether or not he was up to it.
Oh, good. And that made a difference, just having something to look forward to, some break from the difficulty of the caregiving.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to give yourself some relaxation and entertainment.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, all the stress will just pull you right down.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great...
To keep God at the focus of it, too.
Absolutely. And let me just add to that, Sandy, from Scripture. I was looking at Psalm 55, which is an interesting chapter in the Bible. It's a story. David tells a story of really being mistreated, and in some way or other, someone he loved really forsook him, and how deeply hurt he was. It's a really powerful passage, Psalm 55, but I looked at it through the lens of illness, and I want to hear, listen to what David says. David talks about in verses 4 and through 6, he says, "My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and the horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, and then I would fly and be at rest." You know, I think when we face something like this illness that becomes chronic, the unexpected diagnosis of cancer or some other illness that hits you, that all of a sudden in your marriage changes the whole landscape of your life, there's a tendency to say, can I just run away from this? Can I just go and hide? That denial process. David faced that in Psalm 55. But there's hope. He goes on in this same chapter, but he says, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle which was against me." You know what David is saying to us, or the psalmist is saying to us here, David? He's saying to us, look, hope through prayer and crying out aloud. Have you ever just driven your car down the road and said, God, help me? Oh, God, just help me. I have. You said it in the backyard. You said it in the basement. You've said it in the living room. You said it in the car. God, help me. You know, that's okay. And then this powerful passage, same chapter, same story, same stress, same overwhelming experience that David's having, that he's teaching us can apply to, I think, what we're talking about here today. In verse 22, he says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." Ultimately, give it to God. Ultimately, let him take the load. You know, I don't think we can put it any better than that. I don't think there's anything else we really can add to this. I do have a couple of real practical suggestions I'd like to share with you in a moment. But as we get there at the end of the program, ultimately, if you're a follower of Christ, give it to him.
One of the things that I think I'm going to try to work on is to learn what respect is on the way I relate to my husband. And of course I do, when I think about it, I think, oh, of course I respect you, but my actions don't do that hardly as much as I should. So that'll be one of the things that I'm going to be praying about, asking God to show me.
Today you're talking about intentional things you do in your marriage. One of the things that we do is called the three dailies.
and each one of you takes turns, and you do three things. List a feeling for that day. Today I felt happy, and then the reason why. And then you recall the first time you remember feeling happy, and that can start a discussion. You do two of those each, and then you do two appreciations. Today I appreciated you for, and you both do two of those, and then you pray together. Just make sure you do that daily.
And I wanted to just share how my husband and I have been living intentionally in our marriage, and it's actually something my husband started. He read Ephesians about giving himself up just as Christ did for the church. And when he did that, he started treating me so differently. And he treated life so differently. It's just beautiful. It's not always perfect, but it is wonderful.
You know, we say that intentional living is not rocket science. What we're teaching here is actually a process of taking what God has as his intention for your life, for your family, your marriage and finances and so on. And then it's the actual doing of it. And that is the intentional living piece. You hear the stories. People get intentional. They smile more. They're happier. Their lives are better. Doesn't mean you don't have challenges. You know, we're not talking about working our way into God loving us more or getting saved as a result of being intentional. That's God's work. But it's a sad thing to see Christians miserable because we accept Christ and he's in our life and we go to church, we raise our hands and we worship, and then we go home and we're still our lousy self when it comes to the way we behave and act and think. And God's not glorified in that. And you're not either. You know that it's not what God has for you. There's something better. There really is. And that's intentional living. I just want you to know that we do our best to get resources out into the hands of people like you. And we have taken this intentional living process, this four-step process, for marriage, parenting, finance, and for your faith, and put it on one DVD. And we're making it available for each person who will share a special single love gift right now to help us during this urgent need to get back on track financially. We're behind where we need to be, and this is the time we need to catch up in the next several days. We really do. And I'm just being as straight as I can with you and saying, hey, we need your help. If you could share $100 or more, or whatever amount you can, we'll make sure that this DVD gets to you as a way, just a small way of us to say thank you. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717. And again, press number 4 and I'll take you right to our staff. Okay. Tomorrow, you're going to hear what the research shows is the 4 top reasons that marriages fail. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. We'll see you then.